Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you so much, Cece. We've got three big episodes this week, and on today's big show, I'm going to share some updates with you, including how much weight I've lost in the past week on my Getting Back to It challenge. We're going to be talking about good cooking, and I'm going to share with you 9 great tips to score a win at home and at the store if you're trying to use your existing inventory and how to create great food on a budget. I've got 9 great tips. And then also I'm going to share with you some great deals that you can get, including Kids Eat Free at Olive Garden this week, how to get some free Easter candy, how to get free coffee at a restaurant this week, how to get a free protein bar, free allergy relief, free trivia, and guess what? Even I'm going to throw in some free Legos this week, all on today's big show. So what is going on in the big world of Savings Angel? Well, first of all, thank you so much for joining me on Monday's show. Now, on Wednesday, I'm going to be sharing with you 7 grocery saving tricks you probably don't know. And guess what? No coupons needed. We get 7 amazing tricks that actually work. Also, I'm going to be sharing how to make money selling your photos online. I've talked to photographers that are selling their work online, and they've shared with me how much money they make and exactly how they do it. And then also on Wednesday's show, I'm going to share some huge deals with you on how to save some great money at the national chains, including how to get allergy relief, great deals on toilet paper this week, great deals on makeup, candy, cereal, and how to get a powered toothbrush for 99 cents. Then on Friday's big show, I'm going to be talking with my good friend Roy Biancalana from CoachingWithRoy.com. And we're going to be talking about identities. And this is really an important subject if you've got kids at home, and especially if they're, I'd say, getting a little older and they're maybe, getting into their tween years or their teen years. You definitely want to make sure that you tune into Friday's show, because our kids develop these identities, and you know what? We develop identities as well. And there's a trap. And there are some traps out there that can cause us and cause the people we love a lot of heartache, depending on how we identify with those identities. And I'm sorry if that seems a little vague. I promise you're really going to enjoy that show. So make sure you tune in to Friday's show, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. My good friend Roy is just one of the most exceptional life and relationship coaches that I know. And we've done some great work. If you want a little preview, you can see the great things that he and I have done together at CoachingWithRoy.com. But let me tell you about my past week, because last week I shared with you, we talked about balance, and I shared with you, I admitted to you that one of the things that I let go and I kind of took the eye off the ball, and again, intentionally so, I took the eye off the ball in regards to my physical health just for a few months. Now, as a result, again, I've got barriers that I've set up for myself, and I crossed that barrier, and I got up to 182.2 pounds, and that's 2.2 pounds too heavy for me. So I want to get back down to the 170s just in time for beach season. And let's see, I'm looking at about 43 days. So let me share with you the results of last week. Now, let me tell you the activity first. I had intended, I really wanted to get 5 workouts in over the past 7 days. I didn't do that. I only got 3 in. I was able to go for a run today. And as a matter of fact, on my run today, living in Central Florida, we have great wildlife. Now, one of those wildlife that you can come in contact with from time to time is a gator. And sure enough, I got startled by an alligator on my run today. And he was about 6 foot long. So that's kind of at the size where you kind of don't want them in your residential areas anymore. And so I made a phone call, found out who I was supposed to call, and made a phone call, let them know, hey, we have a gator in our neighborhood pond. And I didn't stick around a way to see him capture the gator. I just kind of gave him as much information as I had. And I don't know what part of town he was in. He basically said, all right, I'll head on over there and see if I can find him. He calls me 15 minutes later and he says, yeah, I just want to let you know I got him. How did you do that? I mean, I guess there's a TV show, and maybe you've seen this TV show where they actually go and they, you know, they capture these gators. I have no idea how he did that. I mean, for all I know, when I saw the gator, he was on the shore and he kind of went into he splashed into the water real loud. I don't know where the gator was by the time he got out there, but I can only assume that he was out in the water somewhere. So obviously he jumped in. He had in 15 minutes time, the guy, if he had a little boat or whatever, he got the boat out there. I'm really tempted to call back the guy. I still have his number and say, how on earth did you do that? Did you capture a gator and then have time to call me about it in 15 minutes time? So anyway, so that was my adventure on my run today. And if you go out running long distances, yeah, you'll see some crazy stuff from time to time. So that was my exercise for this week. Now, had the gator come at me, I would imagine I would have burned probably a few more calories than I did. Now, as far as my eating goes this week, and again, just kind of getting to my results, I went rogue a little bit. I had been wanting to go on a date with my sweetie, and we went, and one thing I was craving was a really good quality hamburger. And I had that good quality hamburger. And then I was craving, like I was actually really good this week. And sometimes when you do really good, you feel like, oh man, I've really earned a treat. And so I had a very good quality hamburger and we even shared a very small milkshake together. And no, we didn't share the straw. I had proposed that, and my dear wife, I don't think she went for the idea. So I think she thought that if we were going to share a straw, that I wasn't going to share as much with her. So anyway, also went to a movie, had some movie popcorn, had an evening with my boys, and we got frozen yogurt. So my treat night turned into three treat nights. So as a result of all of that, I had absolutely no weight change. Now, I mean, literally, I mean, it was exactly the same weight to the 1/10 of a pound of when I weighed myself last week. Am I upset about that? Absolutely not, because I knew exactly what I ate each and every day. I knew exactly the work that I put into it. The fact that I stopped the weight increase from week to week, and I was averaging probably about 0.4 pounds a week increase, so there was no weight increase, that's very, very good. And so I've kind of taken the ship. I've kind of reversed thrusters. And so now I'm moving back in the right direction. And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to have to report back to you next week. So I'll tell you exactly what I ate and exactly what exercise I did. I think I'm off to a good start this week. So hopefully I'll have some better results. I expect now with the work that the pre-work I did for this coming week, I think I actually should have a pretty good week next week, but we'll see. I'd like to thank some iTunes commenters by name. Thank you so much for your positive reviews on iTunes. If you open up the iTunes program on your computer, that I know of, that's the only way that you can leave a review for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. And I just want to thank JustAMom69, who left a very, very nice review, sharing that she had listened to me about 6 years ago on a Christian broadcaster in Western Michigan. So I just thank you so much, JustaMom69. I really appreciate that message that you left. Also, Suds108. Again, I don't know who these people are personally, so this is the only way I can thank them. Suds108 left a very, very nice show, or left a nice review, and she commented specifically about show number 4, about how to live a balanced life. Now, I also ran into a good friend of mine, Colleen, who shared with me that she's listened to every single episode, and that's just really humbling. You know, because if you add up the total number of minutes, it's starting to accumulate. We've laid down a number of podcasting minutes. So that's very, very humbling. And she shared some very, very nice appreciation. So I appreciate that, Colleen. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, and it's kind of interesting. And I do a lot of work. I've been blessed to be able to do a lot of great work with the media, you know, with locally in Central Florida. I've worked with Fox 35, CF News 13, now for some time. You know, I've done a lot of radio work, certainly have written a lot in my syndicated column. But when you go to my website, it's kind of one of those things I've always felt a little uncomfortable about putting my name and my face right out on the front page. And I've really resisted that for a number of years. It's just my personality. I don't like being showy, as comfortable as I may come across on, you know, this show, or if you see me on TV. I don't want people to think that it's, you know, it's all about Josh. And so I've actually resisted that for quite some time. If you go to my website right now, you'll see a video right up front and center, and you'll see, hi, I'm saying, hi, I'm Josh, and all this stuff. That's kind of a new thing for me, and I'm kind of trying that out, and I've actually gotten some pretty good positive response from that. So just know that this whole thing with me kind of being a little bit more open with my life and sharing these experiences on this podcast, this is kind of new for me. So if you want to leave some feedback on what you like, what you don't like, please feel free to do that. You can also, if you go to savingsangel.com/podcast, and you can read the notes for any of these podcast episodes and all the links that I shared, on that page as well is a form that if I can get some great feedback from you, I really appreciate that. And in that form, that's the only way that I could ever respond back to you. If you leave a review on iTunes, I really appreciate that. Positive reviews on iTunes really help me share this message of abundance to a much larger audience. And so I appreciate that. If you have anything that you'd like me to respond back to, then on that show note page at my website, there's an opportunity for to leave your name and your email and so forth, and I'd love to respond back to you if you have any suggestions on what you like or what you don't like. And I'm always looking for ways to, you know, grow this show. I'm very, very humbled with the number of downloads and listens that we've had so far. We have maintained a very, very high ranking in iTunes, and that's awesome because that's how we can expose this show to a greater audience. So thank you so much. Now, also, another thing that I'd love to recommend that you do is please share my free grocery savings e-course with your family and friends. Now, I've put a lot of work into it. It's one of 10 different e-courses. The other 9 are $20 a piece, or you can buy everything for a very significant discount. But the grocery savings e-course, I think, is what a lot of people come to Savings Angel for. My goal is to help 100,000 families in the next 12 months. Now, right now, I'm doing about 25% of what I need to be, the number of people I need to be helping on a daily basis. So one thing that would just be an immense help to me is if you use Facebook, if you use Twitter, Pinterest, whatever it is that you use, if you own a blog, I would just be so grateful if you could share that free e-course. It's $20 value. I'm giving it away for free. I teach people how to save money at warehouse clubs, teach you whether or not they're worth your money. If you're super busy, how you can save money at the grocery store. Whether or not you should be buying generic or store brand or Aldi's or whatever versus brand name food, and you'll be surprised with that one. I share all about coupons and why most people are doing coupons all wrong. I also share how to get healthy and organic food on a budget, how to get free groceries, how to use your freezer, how to hack your freezer so you can get it to pay you more cold hard cash, how the grocery store manipulates you each time you shop, how your pantry can pay you hundreds of dollars a month in rent, and then finally, I cover the whole extreme couponing scam. So that's all in my free e-course. So let's get going with our next segment, and we're going to be talking about how you can save money and cook great food for your family all at the same time. Let's get going. So cooking good meals for our families can be challenging, especially when we're trying to keep our budgets in check, we're running out of time, we're just doing the best that we can with what we have to work with, either financially or time-wise. So here are 9 tips to score a win at home and at the store. So the first 4 are some great tips for what to do when preparing meals. 1, research substitute ingredients. Don't dash to the store or worse, like a convenience store or even a drugstore. In this case, for need-based items, I don't recommend going to the drugstores. If you know how to work the drugstores, then yeah, absolutely. Drugstores are a great place to buy groceries. But you want to reduce these impromptu trips to a grocery store. Those are the absolute worst budget-busting things you could do at a grocery store. When you need one ingredient and you run to the grocery store because inevitably you are not going to stick to one ingredient. First of all, you're going to pay full price for that first ingredient. And secondly, you're in an impulsive state. You are going to rip through that budget if you do that on a regular basis. You need to break that habit. So instead of rushing to the store to find that missing ingredient to complete your recipe, I want you to log on instead. Now, the internet abounds with information and suggestions for ingredient substitutes, everything from eggs to buttermilk. So please, before you run out to the store, log into the internet, do a quick Google search, and I'm pretty sure that you can find a substitute for almost anything. Tip 2, lighten up. Not all meals have to consist of 3 or 4 offerings plus dessert. Now, you might be hearing this and go, "Well, come on, I don't do that." And that's fine. There's some people that do, and that can take a lot of time, and it will cost more money. So consider lighter fare with only 1 main item and 1 side or 1 dessert. Now, this is not only is this going to be a benefit to your budget, your time, it may also benefit the waistline to boot. Tip 3, stage an Iron Chef challenge. You remember that TV show on the Food Network? And it was hosted by, Alton Brown hosted it for some time. And I love the original Japanese version. It was just hilarious. It's just over the top dramatic. But this, I want you to have your own Iron Chef challenge. So 1 night a week, stage a pantry, freezer, and fridge challenge, Iron Chef challenge. And so what I want you to do is I want you to look at the ingredients and I want you to pick something that you really weren't planning on using. And even if it's something that might be somewhat obscure, like cans of cream corn, or let's see what else gets, there is some oddball stuff that gets trapped in our pantries or our freezer. What I want you to do, maybe you might even send the kids in there as well and ask for them to grab 2 or 3 of the most random things that they can find and put it out on the counter for you. And when you come into the kitchen or you take the blindfold off, your challenge is to try and incorporate those 2 or 3 ingredients into that evening's meal. Tip 4, put inexpensive tenderizers to work. Pound, then marinate less expensive cuts of meat in vinegar, apple juice, or tomato juice to tenderize them. Now, this will make them more enjoyable while saving money on fresh meat. Now, some of those more expensive cuts, oh man, they're wonderful. But if you work with the lesser price cuts and do some research, Google this, because you can significantly improve the quality of those lower price cuts of meat with a little bit of extra work. Now, let me share with you five tips of some great things to do when you're shopping for your ingredients. Tip number one, comb the markdown racks first. Now, stores will mark down their overabundance of bakery goods, produce that needs consumption soon, and sometimes even regular dry goods. Now, make sure to check these areas before, not after, but before selecting from the regular areas. Tip number two, think non-food. Now, every week, coupons and store incentives combine for free or nearly free health, beauty, and household supplies. Now, if you leverage this on a regular basis, this is going to free up more money for food while covering other needs as well. And this is a tip that I provide to people who are on very strict diets, who say, well, I'm sorry, but I just can't get specific deals on the kinds of foods that I need. That's fine. But chances are you are buying these health, beauty, and household supply products. And on those products, you can get huge discounts. Please leverage that savings so that you can have more money to buy higher quality foods and the foods that you specifically need that particular week with your extra budget. Tip number three, look high, look low. If an ingredient you need is not on a good sale, shop the top and bottom grocery racks. Now, often store or lesser known brands will be shelved there as name brands pay a premium for eye level shelf locations. And this is a fascinating subject to me as I've studied the grocery industry of how much money that major brands will pay to get eye level shelf space. And in some cases, it's been reported that grocery stores will actually earn more money from what's called a shelf allowance fee than the sales of the actual products. It's fascinating. So again, those higher profit margins will generally be at those eye levels. So again, look at the very top, look at the very bottom. And again, this is assuming that you're not going in with a fistful of coupons and research. But again, look high and low, and sometimes you'll find a great deal. Tip number four, fill a prescription. Now, many stores occasionally offer coupons worth money off a shopping trip for using their pharmacy and starting a new prescription, transferring one, and sometimes even simply filling one. Now, if you have multiple grocery chains in your area, just do a little research. Next time you go to a chain, ask if they have any discounts. If you do any kind of prescription work at that chain, at that grocery chain, and if they don't, ask what the other chains are doing. Ask what the drugstores are doing. And get really knowledgeable if you are filling prescriptions on a regular basis, what kind of goods you can get for simply getting those prescriptions filled. And finally, tip number five, and this should be an obvious one, but just in case you're not doing this on a regular basis, make sure you're watching the ounces. Bigger is not always cheaper. Now, check the price per ounce on everything you buy. Then get the best value that matches your needs and hopefully your coupons. And I've mentioned this before, I hate it when grocery chains mix these different units, so you're gonna have to break out your calculator app and reacquaint yourself with some high school math and figure out what the best buy is going to be for you if they start mixing units on you on the shelf. Well, let me share some great deals and freebies that you can get right now. Now, to redeem any of these deals that I talk about, or if you need a review, if you don't understand what I'm talking about on this podcast, no worries. Very, very simple how to get all of these deals I talk about. You go to savingsangel.com. At the very bottom of the front page, I want you to look for, I believe it's a red button, and that button says Deals and Freebies. Just click that button and you'll see just about, you know, you will see every single deal that I talk about. You might have to scroll on to page 2 if we've been loading a lot of great deals and freebies this particular week, but that's where you're going to find all of the coupons I reference. That's where you're going to find all of the details I reference. And again, if you have any questions on those, you can respond and ask a question on any of those pages and we'll respond and we'll help you out with that. So the first deal before heading to Olive Garden for your quote-unquote authentic Italian fare, I love to tease Olive Garden. Anyway, you can print a great coupon this week, and it's a coupon to get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult entree. Now, there's a limit of 2 free kids meals with 2 entree purchases per coupon, and this coupon expires April 5th. Next, grab the kids and head to your nearest Lego store. Now, you might want to do a Google search to find out if you have one in your area. You might be surprised. They're popping up. But anyway, get to your nearest Lego store on Tuesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day at 5 p.m. and you are going to get a free Lego helicopter and you build it in store. Now, this event is open to kids ages 6 to 14. And of course, again, they get to take home their creation. Now, if you can either do a Google search for that, or again, we've got a link that will link to a store finder for the Lego store at savingsangel.com in our deals and freebies section. Next, you can request your free Quest protein bar. Now, they've got 4 different flavors. Chocolate peanut butter and coconut cashew looks good to me. They also have cookie dough and some chocolate chunk and apple pie. They've got cinnamon roll and chocolate brownie. Anyway, they're free. So if you want a free protein bar, then just head to our website. We'll give you that direct link. The next deal we have is free Zarbee's seasonal relief at CVS this week. Now, also, if you've got a $1 coupon that came out a little while ago, but if you have been holding on to your coupons, and this is what we recommend, if you bring a $1 coupon, not only will you get this product for free, but you'll actually make $1 cash just for taking this item off the shelves. And again, this is Zarbee's seasonal relief at CVS, normally $10. This week, it's free and possibly free plus a dollar in your pocket. Next is free Truvia. You can get Truvia, which is a natural zero-calorie sweetener extracted from the stevia plant. To get a free sample, all you got to do is just go to my website. I got a link for it. The next deal, chocolate peanut butter eggs. Oh man, that sounds good. Not for me this week. I shall resist. But you can get them for free just in time for Easter. We've got a coupon and it's a coupon for 100% off from Saving Star. Now to get this link, you have to get to it from our direct link that we have on our website. The next deal we have is you can stop by your local McDonald's restaurant for a freshly brewed small McCafe coffee during McDonald's first ever national free coffee event. This cafe coffee is available during breakfast hours between March 31st and April 13th. Now, again, if you need any information, just hit our website. Next, get 20% off your regularly priced and sale items purchases at Toys R Us and Babies R Us. So if you're looking to have the Easter Bunny pick up a couple of extra things at Toys R Us for some Easter baskets, this is great because it's a discount on top of any other sale prices that they have. And this offer is valid through April 5th. Finally, as a former service member, I think this deal is really cool. If you have a family member or friend stationed abroad, you can get on this opportunity to create a free 20-page personal photo book. And not only is that free, but they're going to ship it for free to any APO, FPO, or MPO address. Again, all free. So these are full color, 5x7 soft color books. They fit perfectly in a soldier's cargo pocket and they'll hold over 60 photos. That's through Rocket Life. They print the books for free and the USO is the one who's going to be paying for the shipping. So that's awesome. So that's it for today's big show. Thank you so much for joining me. If you liked the program, then please give us a nice review in iTunes. If you didn't like the program, then head to my website and please tell me what I can do better, because I am here in service of you. Thank you so much for your time. And don't forget, on Wednesday, I'm going to be sharing with you 7 grocery savings tricks that you probably don't know. And guess what? They don't even involve coupons. Also, we'll be talking about how you can make money selling your photography online. I've been talking with the experts, and I'm going to tell you exactly what they've told me. Also, we're going to have some great deals that I'll be sharing with you. And then on Friday's show, we're going to be talking with my good friend Roy Biancalana, and you're not going to want to miss that show because, again, we're going to be learning some great life lessons that you're going to be able to pass along to your kids about developing their identity, and also going to be looking out for some pitfalls if they start to develop identities that might not be exactly what we think might be healthiest for them. But again, tune in to Friday's show and we'll be talking about that. With that, thank you so much. Have a wonderful and blessed and abundant day.